Hello, welcome to IDAT's Genomic Lab. That's the Institute of Digital Art and Technology here in Plymouth. I'm just going to take you through some of our rehearsals for the premiere of Variations, which is part of the Contemporary Music Festival 2009. Music and Evolution, 200 Years of Darwin. That's at 2 p.m. at the Jill Craigie Cinema in the Roland Levinsky Building on Saturday the 28th of February 2009. So here I am on the street just outside our genomics lab, and I'll just take you through. Follow me. Okay, so just entering the lobby area now. Well, hello, Dolly. Nice to see you back where you've been. Here we go. Variations responds to the theme of Contemporary Music Festival, which is music and evolution, 200 years of Darwin. And what we're doing with Variations is presenting a digital audiovisual composition in three forms. Variations is inspired by Darwin's thwarted attempts to leave Plymouth to embark on the legendary voyage on HMS Beagle. Variations is a collection of generative work that playfully explores some of the concepts revealed by his insights. These are the three forms we're working on. A10, which is a quote from Darwin, which is, "These 2 months at Plymouth were the most miserable which I ever spent." And that'll be in the form of a lament. F10, which is Laws of Variation. And here we have a little bit of a generative rhyme for you. The pigeons, orifices, ripe cooling, fetishes, ignore poetic fishes, etc., and I'll explain those later as we go through. And finally, the M10, which is the gene pool, the shallow end. So here we are entering the vivisection lab, where Justin Roberts, IDAT's special ops, is working on the gene pool piece. Gene pool was originally developed for an installation that we did back in 2002 called Artifact, which is part of the Digital Responses series of exhibitions in Gallery 70 at the V&A Museum. The Artifact project took the fluidity of the museum artifact as its starting point, and in this system we had a collection of 3D objects in a large database which generatively reformed itself, creating a new collection for the Victorian Albert Museum based on these recombinated artifacts in the 3D model, which you could look at it online, and you could also look at it in a glass case within Gallery 70. This piece has been revised through a collaboration with Andy Everdon, who is one of the collaborators on the Variations project, and will be a generative projection piece. Originally, we were looking at it for projection onto the Davy Building to represent the kind of interdisciplinary work that went on within the university. But here it's been redeveloped for the Variations project as part of this Darwin celebration. So essentially, the gene pool piece, which you'll be able to see when you visit us, on the 28th of February at the Performance of Variations, will be a 3D recombining database of biological models. These models will be called upon from the database and revealed on an interactive screen. And each time the system updates itself, a new biological entity will be produced, and attached to those various biological processes will be a sound system. This will emerge over time, and within the performance we expect